I'm Talking, episode 327 for July 21st, 2024. This is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast, where I share my thoughts on a topic that has piqued my interest this past week. This week, we're talking millennial. So I'm not talking about millennial like the group of people born in whatever time frame it is. But the definition of millennial that I'm talking about is that which is relating to a 1,000-year period of time. When you think of the word, it's probably not used much, if at all. And the period of time, 1,000 years, even though when we look back at history, may not seem that long, when you contemplate going forward 1,000 years, maybe that's too long of a time to comprehend, especially when our lives may last a tenth of that if we live to 100, or most often even less. And therein lies the challenge for those of us who call ourselves Christians. In this sense, millennial is like a church word, and one I hadn't really thought of when I was going through that at the beginning of the year. But it is something that is going to happen. It is not a story that's made up to be put in the Bible. The Bible is truth. We already know that. We've talked about that over and over again. And when the Bible mentions the 1,000-year reign of Christ, or the millennial kingdom, as it's referred to, that is going to happen. And so it brings up a number of questions. Is what will that kingdom be like? Well, you think of the political climate today and the fact that so many are against this or against that, and trying to find one person to fit a role of leadership is very difficult. But with the supreme being of Jesus Christ on the throne, and he being the supreme ruler of that 1,000-year reign, then you are going to have a leader. Whoever exists in that period of time will have a leader that is perfect, a leader that has no question about what should happen next or how things should work, no question about what's going to happen even. And so what will that be like? I'm not sure I'm qualified to answer. It'd be hard to exactly pinpoint. But it seems like it could be a great number of years of peace and perfection as we go through it. I know I just said as we go through it, but I'm not convinced that I will be part of that. In some form, I think everyone who calls on the name of Christ will be part of that. So who will be the participants? Well, there will be some who are left on the earth after the tribulation who will be part of that millennial kingdom. Potentially, there may be those who have died in Christ who have come back with him to watch him win that final battle against Satan. Not quite final, because he does let him loose one more time. So it's kind of tough, but I think obviously, those who are alive at that time, at Christ's return, when he takes down the false prophet, when he takes down Satan and locks him away for some period of time, in this case, 1,000 years, then anyone alive at that moment will participate. And there's some possibility, and I'm speaking out of turn here, that some of us who have died with Christ may participate in that ruling, although I'm not really sure. So if I'm not sure what it's going to be like, or I'm not 100% sure who will participate, then why is this important for those of us who call on the name of Christ? Well, the fact is that it's important because it's going to happen. And to speak of the millennial kingdom means you're speaking of the end of many things that exist at the time that Christ will make his second return. And we need to be ready for that. We need to let people know that this is real, that it's going to happen. And then we need to be rejoicing in that Christ is coming back and rejoicing in his 1,000-year reign, and then anticipating what's going to happen, even if we don't fully understand. And that's why it's important to us who call ourselves Christians. Until next week, this is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast.